justice. Human rights activists in Narok town have faulted the police for failing to bring to book murder suspects following a wave of violent crimes and murders in the town over the last 1 month. Led by Professor Maitame Dapish, an activist who also lost his son in the mayhem, the activist wondered why three people who had been arrested in connection with the crimes were released from custody without being charged in court. Dapish alleged that there was enough evidence to link the three suspects with his son's murder, as there was CCTV footage showing the three chasing his son towards the dark area, and hours later he was found murdered a few meters from the spot. Dapish, who had vied for the senatorial seat but lost in the last general election, called for quick justice, threatening to mobilize the people to demonstrate if nothing is done. Another activist, Booster Kissio, also blamed the police for taking too long to arrest the criminals and prosecute them in court of law. He said many families had lost their loved ones and left crying for justice, yet the police were reluctant to arrest the criminals. Justice delayed is justice denied. We want to see the criminals involved in the murder incidents arrested and prosecuted in court of law, said Kissio. However, Narok Governor Patrick Ntutu, while addressing Narok residents in Narok town, said security had been beefed up in the town and its environs after the killings. Ntutu, who was accompanied by Narok County Commissioner Kipkech Losiesha, said all criminals who had committed the murder will be arrested and jailed. He also challenged the residents to report criminals who hide in their midst, so that they can be investigated. The recent killings had raised a public outcry among the Narok town dwellers, who decried increased insecurity in town and its environs, as barely a week would end without a murder case being reported in the area.